Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September 24th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. You also should know, revolution, ladies and gentlemen, is disaster. Don't fall for the lie. Don't think that it'll be better if we have a revolution and have war, a second civil war in America. It will not go well. It will not be fun. I know people think that this sounds romantic, but it isn't romantic. It's very, very evil. It's very, very, very hostile, and it will not be a pleasant ride. I can promise you that. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing fantastic. Quick recap of yesterday's show. We had our guest on, Brian Rust, RustQuinnandGift.com, doing a phenomenal job. We talked about the Honest Money Report, constitutional currency. We talked about Joseph Farah Lodds, Justice for J6 rally. He reiterates a call for a one-year effort by the deplorables. He wants to occupy D.C. for a whole year. He's calling it a dress rehearsal, this Occupy D.C. movement. He says it's really important. We got to do it. I don't know that I agree with him. He says, think of it, occupy D.C. by the deplorables. It's a rich idea. Do you remember Occupy Wall Street? This would be the polar opposite, he says. The J6 rally began with prayer, the Pledge of Allegiance, and the National Anthem. What a contrast to the mayhem of the left. Anyway, I understand what he's saying. I stand corrected when I told you not to go. It wouldn't be safe or good. They had a great time. I'm just telling you, though, that the bigger the crowds get, the more infiltrated it will be. And I'm for peacefully assembling, and you're right to do so. But your right to protest goes a different way that you may not be happy with over time. And I'm telling you that when thousands of Haitian immigrants were released into the United States by Biden, right after they said, hey, these folks will be deported, they imported them, if you will, literally 15,000 plus. So when you get reckless migrants on the streets from nations who don't share our values, when you get Antifa running around and Black Lives Matter and illegals, look, the streets are going to become less and less and less safe in America. And you think you can go ahead peacefully and run around and do things, and I hope you can, but I doubt you'll be able to over time. Be very, very careful that you don't get infiltrated and betrayed, okay? Pete Sepp, president of National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, the voice of the American taxpayer, was on with us second hour doing a phenomenal job. We talked about wages are finally going up, and that's a good thing. That's great news. But at the same time, inflation, the enemy of the people, all based on fake fiat, dishonest money. Here comes the Biden tax bill, Wall Street Journal. Biden's tax hikes are unpopular. And Congress knows it, Washington Examiner. Biden met with, quote, feuding factions of his own party in an attempt to save the bulk of his domestic agenda from legislative implosion, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, $3.5 trillion safety net, infrastructure, whatever you want to call it, that's all at stake, folks. Run from it as fast as you can. It is disaster. Spending ourselves into oblivion. Biden plan will indeed raise taxes on the middle class, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be deceived. Pete Sepp, quote, borrowing is nothing but deferred taxes on somebody else. Incredible, quote, Sam Bushman, quote, or myself, the debt ceiling is a flat out farce. Senator Rand Paul introduces penny plan to balance the budget. Good for him. Congress rejected it. Shame on them. How much did you reduce spending over the last year, huh? Can we force government to do the same? I hate to borrow the words of Barack Obama, but I must. Yes, we can. But it takes gumption. It takes integrity. It takes hard work. It takes humility. It takes all those things that make nations great. Morality, etc. Welcome to the broadcast. That was a recap of yesterday's show. Still available online. LibertyRoundtable.com. LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word. Tell your neighbor. Chris Carlson is with me this hour. A discussion of all things liberty. Welcome back, my friend.
Welcome, Sam. Without God, we can never win. With God, we can never lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in the fight. Lieutenant Carlson reporting for duty, sir.
You are very welcome. Delighted to have you. Delighted for this topic. Wow, it's going to be a barn burner. I'll tell you that right now.
Yes, sir, it will be.
The cult of politics, ladies and gentlemen. The devotion to principle has devolved into the cult of politics. When party and personalities become center stage, a once Christian nation loses its way, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're talking about. We used to be based on Christian principles. The leader we looked to was God Almighty, was the author of our liberty, was the one who is responsible for, well, if a sparrow can't fall without his notice, how about a nation rising without his aid, was the quote from Ben Franklin to highlight this reality check. But we've taken our eyes off God. We've turned our back on the things that matter most, and we've devolved into the cult of politics, ladies and gentlemen. Let's start out, Chris. Tell everybody what a cult is, then we'll back into our reference points for our claims.
Okay, Wikipedia tells us that a cult is a social group that is defined by its unusual religious, spiritual, or philosophical beliefs, or by its common interest in a particular personality, object, or goal. And I would add political party, unfortunately.
There you have it, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. The cult of politics, a social group defined by its unusual religious, spiritual, or philosophical. We got to understand that parties are part of the cult mentality. George Washington warned against these cults, right?
Yes, he did. Would you like to read that quote, or would you like
me
to read
sir.
That quote, Sam? George Washington, our founding president, said, however political parties may now and then answer popular ends, they are likely in the course of time and things to become potent engines by which cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men will be enabled to subvert the power of the people and to usurp for themselves the reins of government, destroying afterwards the very engines which have lifted them to unjust dominion. And that was in his farewell address, 1796.
Ladies and gentlemen, so what we're talking about here is the parties lift people to positions of power. And then because that happens, they then, because of their quest for power, turn the parties against the very people that use the parties to elect them. It is disaster, ladies and gentlemen. All right, right now they may answer, or back then, in the day when they were created, they might answer what they call popular ends. But in the course of time and things, in other words, over time, they're going to become potent engines by which cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men, and obviously women too, will pervert the power of the people, and it'll basically be turned against the people. They'll be using unjust dominion over the people. The very parties, the very engines that made this happen will be used against the people, is what George Washington, I don't know if I want to say prophesied, but wow, it turned out to be prophetic, whether it was an intentional prophecy or not, Chris.
Well, he was certainly an inspired and God-fearing man, so I don't know if I want to elevate him to a prophet, but he certainly had wisdom.
I wouldn't elevate him to a prophet. I would almost say, though, that it turned out to be a prophecy in hindsight, though, didn't
yes.
it?
Yes. I'm with you there, Sam. I agree. Yes. So,
people can highlight truisms that turn out to be a little bit prophetic. I wouldn't call them a prophet, nevertheless. But
what's the difference between a prophecy and inspiration from God, which I believe he was an inspired individual based on his accomplishments during his lifetime? But yes,
right. The difference between a prophet, seer, and a revelator, and say somebody who may have some prophetic visionary viewpoints, is that one has been ordained and given keys by God, to fulfill a specific role. The other one has just been carrying out and articulating or expressing inspired viewpoints. So that's kind of the difference there. I believe many of us can have prophetic viewpoints on things, and we turn out to be correct, and the prophecy that we make gets fulfilled, but it doesn't mean that we hold the keys to be prophets, seers, and revelators per se. But anyway, George Washington was spot on this, ladies and gentlemen. And that gets us into the discussion of parties. Let's just talk about parties for a second. You know, a lot of people believe party is the only way. And what happens is their allegiance to the party is greater than their allegiance to the supreme law of our land, Chris.
Yeah, and I was caught up in the party system myself about 20 years ago before I abandoned the Republican Party. And, you know, in ancient times, if we can get a little background here, Sam, cultures and people, they had their gods, they had their idol gods, which they worshipped, and they felt that those idol gods, many times in the form of a beast, like the golden calf that the children of Israel worshipped, you know, would help them. And, you know, if we look at today's American culture, there's no difference because we have represented in the two major political parties two beasts, the elephant and the donkey. And the fact that we reserve a place in our hearts for these idol gods that should be reserved exclusively for the true and living God, Sam, is idolatrous and a violation of the first two commandments.
Amen to that. Quick pause. Chris Carlson, Sam Bushman on your radio. What are we talking about, you may ask? The Cult of Politics on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. A couple of quick announcements. We're talking about Liberty Hall in Far West Utah. Liberty Hall events coming up. Learn more at lovingliberty.net. The first one is on October the 1st. Alex Newman, well-known journalist, well-known leader. Mark your calendar for Friday, October 1st. You're going to have Alex Newman there. He's the senior editor of the New American Magazine, author of an incredible book, Deep State, The Invisible Government Behind the Scenes, and more. He's going to be speaking about your children. He's going to be speaking about government school and laying out the principles of liberty, etc., ladies and gentlemen. So there you have that. Also on November 5th, they're putting together an incredible dinner event sponsored by the Loving Liberty Ladies. So check that out, too. October 1st, Alex Newman. November 5th, Loving Liberty Ladies Dinner, both at Liberty Hall. You can learn more at lovingliberty.net. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the cult of politics. It is out of control. When people turn to party and personalities, we've lost the battle, ladies and gentlemen. Chris was articulating right before the pause, back in ancient times, they worshiped beasts. Yeah, the golden calf comes to mind of the Israelites, etc. Now we launch to our day and we got what? We got a donkey? I mean, just look at this and you go, are you kidding me right now? And you can say that it's not that critical, that it's not that way, Sam. We don't worship like they did. But remember back in the Ron Paul days when he ran for office, he ran for president a couple of times. He ran three times, but two times in modern, 2008, 2012. And when he did, people who wanted to vote for people based on principles, not be, quote, loyal to the party, they literally got physically assaulted. They literally had the lights turned out when it wasn't going the, quote, party's way or loyalty to the party, to the point where they'd literally turn out the lights and shut down buildings and kick people out. And they literally broke people's fingers and hurt people. And I mean, it was amazing to see that. So if you don't believe the elephant and the donkey worship is real, I got news for you, ladies and gentlemen. This cult of politics is out of control. Sadly, it's alive and well, Chris.
Unfortunately, you're right. Yeah, that was shocking when I witnessed Ron Paul being booed at the 2008 Republican presidential debate after he proposed that we apply the golden rule, which is in the Bible, you know, to our foreign policy.
Yeah, now here's what's interesting. Here's what's interesting, though. A lot of people booed him, and I believe that's what the kind of the party leaders and the party cult worshipers are trained to do. But at first, when he said that, they booed him. But at the end, several people were clapping and supporting. So this just shows some are cult followers in the party and others are not. Here's Ron Paul to make the point.
Congressman Paul, 30 seconds, please. 30 seconds to respond since you were mentioned.
My point is if another country does to us what we do others, we're not going to like it very much. So I would say that maybe we ought to consider a golden rule in foreign policy. Don't do to other nations what we don't want to have them do to us. So we endlessly bomb these countries, and then we wonder why they get upset with us. And and yet it continues on and on. I mean, this idea that we can't debate foreign policy, then all we have to do is start another war? I mean, it's warmongering. They're building up for another war against Iran, and people can't wait to get in another war. This country doesn't need another war. We need to quit the ones we're in. We need to save the money and bring our troops home.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There were a few naysayers that did boo, but you can tell it's almost like the few that are trained to do it, like the cult. The rest eventually clapped for Ron Paul. So there you have it. But I find that very interesting indeed, Chris. But it tells the tale and makes the point, doesn't it?
It really does. And originally, the Republican Party was based on true divine principles. You know, we really wanted to protect the property rights of the more wealthy among us. And the Democratic Party was based on true biblical principles as well. They wanted to represent the interests of the poor and downtrodden. But, you know, the further on we get into the future, it appears that the both of the political parties have become so similar as to become unrecognizable, not in their rhetoric. Their rhetoric is different. That's the only thing that really distinguishes them. But their actions seem to be almost identical, as to be indistinguishable from each other. But, you know, and the fact that we, you know, under both Republican and Democratic regimes, we go to war in foreign lands, in wars that are not defensive in nature. And, you know, why somebody would boo Ron Paul by stating that, you know, these are belligerent wars where we attack nations that have never offended us, we kill innocent people. And that innocent blood then is on our hands, and we, you know, as a nation, will have to account for that. But the fact that these parties started off based on sound principles and moral principles is no consolation for us today, because now they have devolved into empty shells of what they once represented, Sam, Today, they have degenerated to the level of sports teams, or even worse, scripted pro wrestling. And I'm reading word for word my comments here, Sam. And then I'm going to dovetail this into something that you talked about last Tuesday on your show. You remember?
Yeah, let's do it. So last Tuesday, just so people understand, I talked about a gentleman who runs a company. He's the CEO. Incredible gentleman, by the way. And he basically said, hey, listen, I'm going to personally take a $1 million pay cut. And I'm going to pay all of my employees $70,000 a year at a minimum. And I'm going to do this because I want to conduct a grand experiment. And I want to see how well we do. But I'm convinced if I treat my employees right, if I share my prosperity with them, if I give them the love and the support, then it will result in everything better for all of us. Meaning that, hey, I'll have less people. I'll have less people leaving my company, so I won't have to retrain people. In other words, I'll benefit in so many other ways that it's worth it. So he took that pay cut, and boy, howdy, did he get mocked, Chris.
Yep, especially by Rush Limbaugh. I hate to talk ill of the dead, but, I mean, this does factor in very prominently to the story. Let me read what I wrote about that. I'd like to read word for word so as not to miss any of the important elements. The fact that Rush Limbaugh disparaged Dan Price of Gravity Payments for voluntarily, and that's a very key word there, Sam, voluntarily raising his employees' salaries is a good example of this blind devotion to hollow political dogma. Somehow, Rush Limbaugh ignorantly divorced the dynamics of supply and demand in the labor market from human compassion and love, when in fact, love and compassion and generosity is not only an integral component of the free market system, but is more fully manifested in capitalism than it is in any other economic system. And then I go to another example. But if you think about it, the fact that he was able to do that, that he had the economic means to do that, is actually a reflection of the strength of the capitalist system of which Rush Limbaugh claims to champion.
Well, and Rush Limbaugh doesn't understand the capitalist system because he mocked it. He mocked the true capitalists, and he doubled down in defense of the naked capitalist. I don't know if you know, but Cleon Skousen back in the day wrote a book called Naked Communist, Naked Capitalist, highlighting this reality check of, you know what? The principle of prosperity and the principle of free will and the principle of free association and agency and the principle of the free enterprise system where the markets find their own sweet spot based on supply and demand and freedom to interact with one another, etc., is the key. Well, anyway, the point is when you exploit that because you jettison the moral high ground, then you go into the naked capitalist territory. Anyway, I bring that up because this gentleman, Dan Price, was exhibiting capitalism at its best, which is, listen, at first I'm chasing the almighty dollar, okay? Because I need to for my family. I'm a young guy. I got to get after it. I got to do well. But once you obtain enough, and it's always a debate what enough is. That's where morality comes in, though. But once you obtain enough, you start to look external. You start to look around at society. You start to look at how you can pay back and give back and do good all the day long. And so the problem with this is that Rush Limbaugh believes that, hey, you just need to be a naked capitalist forever and you're out for numero uno. And that's the only way there is about it. Making money, your God. But Dan Price said, no, listen, I've done so well that I don't need anything anymore. And I'm going to take a $1 million pay cut to do well by everybody else around me. And they relentlessly mocked him. They basically suggested he was a communist, suggested he was a socialist. They relentlessly mocked him. But the truth is, you know what? CEO Dan Price took a $1 million pay cut, gave all of his employees a minimum of 70 grand a year. Now, here's the cool part. When his company hit hard times because of the COVID, his employees took voluntary pay cuts. Then when things got good again, the company paid them back and everybody's happy and thriving today to prove the point. Quick pause. We got a lot more coming your way. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Reuters is reporting China Central Bank declared on Friday that all cryptocurrencies are illegal, banning crypto-related transactions and cryptocurrency mining in China. China's government is now following through with cracking down on virtual currencies like Bitcoin. China is saying cryptocurrencies are a financial, social, and national security risk and a contributor to global warming. Sudden doubts about President Biden's competence on Afghanistan, immigration, and COVID are driving double-digit drops in his approval rating. Political reporter for The Cook, Amy Walter, says early mistakes by the Biden administration goes directly to the very rationale of his presidency, that it would be low drama and high competence, adding, things in Washington look more of the same, politicians squabbling instead of solving problems. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Are you on Medicare or soon to go on? Some important news from Newsmax. The Medicare Board of Trustees just released a report saying it will run out of money in 2026. It's happening sooner than imagined. All this week, Grant Stinchfield reveals the shocking story of Medicare abuse. He talks to the insiders, tells you what happened, and shows you how you can protect your insurance. Watch Stinchfield's Medicare Abuse series on Newsmax at 8 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. Medicare is in real trouble. Get the facts about your insurance. Watch Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
The Department of Homeland Security's move to suspend the use of horse patrols at the overwhelmed and overrun southern border is just further proof that the Biden administration has no answer to the crisis they created. That's according to Republican Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio. He says on Newsmax, voters will remember in 2022.
Joe Biden described all that as a, quote, extraordinary success. So should we be surprised that they didn't properly vet the people they did bring out? I mean, again, nothing with this administration should surprise us now. Think about the change. In 9 months, you can look at all kinds of issues, but we went from energy independence to the President of the United States begging OPEC to increase production. We went from safe cities, relatively safe cities, to rising crime in every major urban area. We went from stable prices to inflation. And, of course, on the immigration issue, on the border issue, we used to have a secure border. We now have chaos on our southern border. That's what the Biden administration has given us. That's why Americans are so darn frustrated. And frankly, why I think in less than 14 months, Republicans will be in control of the House of Representatives.
USA Radio News.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Carlson, Sam Bushman on your radio. We're talking about the cult of politics, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about false gods and the worshiping thereof, whether it be the donkey, whether it be the elephant, whether it be an ancient creature of yesteryear that was worshipped. The fact is, a cult is a social group that's defined by its unusual, and then they go on to practices. Wow, parties have become that in America today. The worship of individuals have become that today. Remember, they talked about Barack Hussein Obama. It's kind of the next savior figure. I mean, it was disgraceful. They also kind of hinted that Donald Trump, man, thank heavens for the Donald. Without the Donald, we'd just melt down as a country. But with the Donald, we're going to be saved. Okay, these lies about individuals, parties, false God worship stuff, war worshiping. The war, the god of war, etc. But Dan Pry is trying to take us another way, showing what, in my opinion, true economics is, showing what true capitalism really is, a selfless, moral, high ground, free market, let everyone do well plan. And he got mocked relentlessly for it by those who claim that they're the capitalist champions. Rush Limbaugh, others amongst them. What a shame it was. But I still commend Dan Pry. And the proof is in the pudding. He started out saying, I'm going to conduct a grand experiment. I'm going to do this because I think it's the right thing to do. And boy, howdy, did it pay off. His employees took a pay cut when his company had hard times. But then not only did they recover, he paid them all back for their pay cut, rewarding them handsomely. And it's turned out so well. And it just shows that free association, the free market, people understanding the true capitalist principles by highlighting the moral high ground by their choice, by agency. That's really the key to understand here, Chris.
Yeah. And by the way, last Tuesday, you did a brilliant job of articulating that principle. And there's not a whole lot that I could add to that. But, you know, I do have a business, so I do participate very much so on a day-to-day basis in the free market system. And I will tell you, I don't have to raise my prices with customers sometimes. Do you know why, Sam? Heavy tips. I'm in a tipping business. So and there's a good illustration of how the capitalist system, not only is generosity an aspect of that system, I would go so far as to say, Sam, that it's the essence of that system. Because unlike the other two systems that we talk about all the time, socialism and communism, we have a greater share of free agency or free will, as some people refer to it, in which to exercise charity and generosity. So I would say that generosity is not only the aspect of capitalism, it is the essence thereof. So
couldn't agree more. And I mentioned to you this, and when people fall upon hard times, it is work for one another in hard times. And you may even be willing to do a little bit more for your clients, knowing that they're struggling, knowing that they've been with you for years and handsomely rewarded you. It's a little bit of a payback time when the clients have a hard time. Hey, you know what? I'm still going to take care of your windows, sir, if you're a restaurant, even though you're struggling. Because you know what? It'll come back. It'll work itself out. Yep. And that was the Dan Price principle, and it may be your view, too.
Absolutely, and there have been times where I have reciprocated that generosity, and there have been some times that I haven't charged people because they were in a position where I didn't feel it was justifiable. And that is capitalism for you, in a nutshell.
That's real capitalism, not naked capitalism. That's not the exploitation thereof. That is the true principle based on the Founding Fathers' view of the free enterprise system, supply and demand, free association. The only thing government does is help make sure contracts are honored, and make sure that there's a level playing field that doesn't have manipulators in the mix, perverting the system for naked purposes, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we want to talk about this as well. I think this is really important. You know, these cult members are evident everywhere. And we've identified some ways to know if you're one of them, kind of patterned after Jeff Foxworthy, right, Chris?
Yeah. Yeah, this will be a little fun, I think. You know who Jeff Foxworthy is, don't you, Sam?
Yes, I do, sir.
Okay, he did a segment.
He's like the cable guy, you know?
Okay, yeah, I'm not familiar with him, but
you don't know who the cable guy is? Come on now.
Well, I don't watch too much TV. I apologize. I don't watch TV that much. But
wow.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, do you want to introduce Jeff Foxworthy? Or do you want me to introduce?
Also, Jeff Foxworthy kind of had this thing. You know, you're redneck. You're a redneck if. You know, you're a redneck if, and it was kind of like this thing. You know, he'd say stuff like, your car key's out of your ear, I can't hear you, kind of stuff. And he'd go off, and it was quite funny in a lot of ways. You know, you're a redneck if, you know, you're at Walmart in your pajamas, right? Hey, you know, and he really had a lot of fun with it. And people laughed, and people had a great time. But Chris has put together in the, I don't know what you call it, in the vein of Jeff Foxworthy, you know you're a cult member if, right?
A political cult member. More specifically, yeah.
There you go.
And we actually cover the first one. If you booed Ron Paul at the 2008 Republican presidential debate after he proposed that we apply the golden rule to our foreign policy of belligerent warfare.
And so by the way, a lot of people are not cult members, ladies and gentlemen. Let's not make you believe that this is all of society. It's just enough of society to carry the day. There's a lot of us who disagree. We just don't have the, quote, political mojo to change the game yet. But we're gaining on it, ladies and gentlemen. Have no fear. All right, and so what do you got, 12 of them? No, 11.
No, there are 10. And the last one I'm going to give to you, Sam, so be prepared.
Yep, I got a bunch of them, actually. Go ahead,
I bet
sir.
You do. Okay, we'll go quickly then. So listen to this one. Number two, you know if you are a political cult member, if you demand that the FBI hunt down Brian Laundrie, we all know who he is now, right, for the murder of his girlfriend, Gabby Petito, while the president of the United States orders a drone strike that kills 10 innocent people, including 7 children, and no one calls for the impeachment of the president. Yeah, try that
so
one.
So we worry about Gabby Petito. It's white woman missing syndrome is what they're starting to call it now. We worry about that more than we do saying, hey, why are we in a drone strike? We were not provoked. We literally murdered innocent people. The government lied about it and got caught. The truth is we murdered innocent victims. And this just goes back to the point that Ron Paul was making at the time in 2012 and that Rand Paul continues to make now, and so do we, which is, why are we there? Why are we committing this war? Why do we want more and more and more war? The other interesting thing is they complain, the blacks complain, whenever it's a white woman that's missing, there's this white woman missing syndrome that goes on. Everybody, you know, cares about it. It's a huge media story. And they point to a lot of people that aren't covered in the media, black females that are missing under very similar kind of circumstances. And I think they've got a point. But then I will also point to, what's this guy's name that got smacked? He died because of his neck. They crushed his neck. What was it? What's that guy's name?
What's the context?
This guy, they were on his neck for 9 minutes, right? The cops killed him, they say.
Yeah.
George Floyd?
George Floyd, thank you.
All right, yeah. So George Floyd. But why then, if it was a white guy, it wouldn't be in the news like George Floyd was? So the mainstream press picks these news stories to further the cult's agenda, which is make the blacks hate the whites, make the whites hate the blacks, make the people hate the cops, make the cops fearful of and hate the people. And there's this divisionary reality in the cults, and you see it in the Republican and Democrat parties. For example, anything that goes wrong, well, you know, if I'm a Republican, right? You know the Democrats caused all that crap. All you got to do is put me in there, buddy. I'm a Republican. I'm an elephant. I'm not a donkey there. And they lie, and then the other side is the same thing. Hey, we got to put a donkey in there. The problem is the elephants have ruined everything. By golly. And so it's this continued blame game cult reality check. Anyway, I digress.
Divide and conquer.
Divide and conquer. But that's part of the cult mentality, though. That's what evil does, ladies and gentlemen. That's what cultism fosters. And not only that, if you're in my camp, you're protected and good and safe. And everywhere out there is a dog-eat-dog world, folks. Don't go out there. Stay in my camp, because I'll keep you safe as they pat you on the butt and make you feel good. But it's a flat-out satanic lie from the pit of hell. All right, Chris, go ahead, sir.
Okay, continuing. Number three, allow the deferment of tax payments with interest to your children and grandchildren for government goodies that you enjoy now and foolishly call it a tax cut. And I know you talked about this with Pete Sepp. When was it, yesterday or the day before?
Yesterday, sir.
Yesterday. I listened to that. Anyway, yeah, there is no such thing as a tax cut when you have to pay it back at some time in the future.
There is no morality in saying, you know what, my kids will pay for what I'm doing now.
Yeah, and they'll never pay it. They'll be slaves if we let them get that far.
Well, they won't be able to pay it because they won't have the wherewithal or the means. That's being stripped from them in the cult mentality, too. Remember, when you're in a cult, they take everything from you. Why do they take everything from you? Because then your ability to leave is dwindled significantly. What their goal is to create dependence. That's what cults do, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, I digress. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, number four, accept excuses rather than results from your representative, senator, or president for violating his or her sacred oath of office, and rationalize it by saying, nobody is perfect. Have you ever heard that one?
Nobody is perfect. And they also say that I've done the best that I can in spite of it all. And what you get then, ladies and gentlemen, is this scenario where it's kind of like the getaway driver, as you teach and talk about, Chris Carlson. We're running out of time faster than I want to. We'll come back and we'll crank on them. We got a lot to cover, little time. We're talking about the cult of politics on your radio.
Hello, TPC family. It's James, and I've got to tell you that I sleep better at night knowing that there are organizations like the Conservative Citizens Foundation. The purpose of the Conservative Citizens Foundation is to promote the principles of limited government, individual liberty, equality before the law, property rights, law and order, judicial restraint, and states' rights, while at the same time exploring the dangers posed by liberalism to our national interests and cultural institutions. The Conservative Citizens Foundation also seeks to educate the public on the dangers of extremist ideologies like critical race theory and cultural Marxism. I've worked with the good people at the Conservative Citizens Foundation for many years, and their work comes with my complete endorsement. For more information and to keep up with all the latest conservative news headlines, please check out their website, AmericaFirst.com. That's MERICA1ST.com. AmericaFirst.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans will spend their entire lifetime purchasing food from the supermarkets while having no idea that almost every packaged food product on the grocery shelves is certified kosher. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics, politics, and our identity. In an effort to promote awareness to the kosher question, developers have published an app for your smartphone that features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at thekosherquestion.com. With the cesspool of politics getting even deeper these days, why not leave the swamp and start eating in favor of your own interests? Check out thekosherquestion.com today and download the app.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Chris Carlson, Sam Bushman on your radio talking about the cult of politics, ladies and gentlemen. When devotion to principles devolves into a cult of party and personalities in a once Christian nation, the Christian nation loses its way. We're talking about, you know, you're a cult member if, Chris?
Yes, number five, fail to realize that the entire unconstitutional system is corrupt and keep trying to rectify it by merely changing personalities within that corrupt system. And I've got a really quick story, an anecdote. I talked to Mike Lee. People probably know, even outside of Utah, who Mike Lee is. And I talked to him about the fact that he has not entered legislation to abolish the Federal Reserve System. You know what his response was? To keep this short, he said, I've got to work with the system that they've given me. And so he won't change the corrupt Federal Reserve System in which he is now forced, in which our entire nation is forced to operate, when in fact that is one of the main problems with the system.
Well, the system, ladies and gentlemen, should be the supreme law of our land, which calls for honest money. So he would be returning to the system that he claims has got him shackled. He would be returning to the real system, not the perverted, manipulated, violate the checks and balances system, take power unto yourself without authority system, take power unto yourself violating the consent of the governed principle. So he's flat out constitutionally wrong. Other than that, it's not so bad, right? All right, next one.
Okay. Number six, fail to recognize that if the Constitution were enforced, Sam, it wouldn't matter what political party was in power. They would be constrained by the limitations of the Constitution, and we wouldn't be in the mess that we're in today. That's number six. Number seven, you think your senator is peachy keen because he was such a great church leader. How do you like that one? Do you know who that applies to?
Yeah, several.
Yeah. Number eight, you believe your president – oh, no, you believe your president and reelect him when he says, we have to fight them over there so we don't have to fight them here. While they are bringing untold thousands of unvetted immigrants into our country from over there, quote unquote. So, number nine, think that the mainstream media, which just gave your presidential candidate $4.5 million worth of free coverage, hates him and did not want him to get elected. We've talked about that one before.
Yeah, that should be obvious for people to get at some point, shouldn't it?
Yes, sir. And number 10, then I'll hand it over to you, Sam. Vote for the lesser of two evils and expect good results from a candidate that you admit is evil. And that's all in capitals and three exclamation points.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Those are the top 10. You know you're a political cult member if you, after the pattern after the Jeff Foxworthy, you know you're a redneck if discussions. And sadly, ours aren't so funny. ladies and gentlemen, they are dead real. If you believe that the COVID shots are the only way that you can be saved. How about that one, Chris?
Yep. Well, you and I are living proof of that fact. We haven't gotten the shots.
And we're still saved. You can turn to God and be saved, ladies and gentlemen. And you can turn to alternative treatments and be saved. But you know you're a political cult member if you believe that vaccines are your only way to safety.
Yeah.
The next one, if you believe that those who back gold and silver are kind of whacked out extremist, alarmist constitutionalists, and that it has no relevance to your life.
Well, my wife and I, we made a purchase last week on your advice and Brian Rust's advice, and we made a visit to his office, and we rectified that problem or oversight in our lives, and we're grateful to have been turned on to Brian Rust. Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, it's important to understand constitutional currency. And if you, like Mike Lee, think that doesn't matter, I pray for you because I'm telling you, the only way back is to have honest money. Because without honest money, they can literally buy and sell and do anything they want with money. Therefore, they could turn the capitalist system into a naked capitalist system. Then they can exploit the capitalist system. Then they can mock and eventually turn against the capitalist system. And they can promote fascism, socialism, and communism in its place. It is disaster, ladies and gentlemen. All right, here's the next one. If you believe you can send your kids to government school from the age of like 5 to the age of like 18, and then plus send them to college, so the age of 22, 23, 24, and you believe you could put them in that socialist factory for that long and have them come out with a high moral character. Now, there's a few that end up surviving in spite of it all. But for the most part, it is destroying this nation and destroying the people. It is deceiving them. It is turning them into communists and socialists, but they don't even know that's what they are. They just think that they're kind and gentle and benevolent. But the reality is that you cannot send your children there and then wonder, how come they can't grow up and be productive citizens? How come they want something for nothing? How come they... And you continue to send your children to that school. And we bring it up. You cannot back the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto, which is government school by compulsion, and expect your kids to not come out as products of the communist system that backed it. Okay, so you are a cult member, you are a political cult member, if you think you could send your kids to government school for literally well over a decade, almost 2 decades, and then for them to come out as constitutionalists, freedom-loving Americans, God-fearing Christians, look, the government school will take the Christianity out of them, will take the morality out of them, will take the free market, the self-reliance, the self-independence out of them, folks. Okay?
And in the interest of full disclosure here, Sam, that's how Sam and I met. We both sent our children to a Christian-based school. I called it a public school because that's exactly what it was. It wasn't a government school, but it was a public school because the general public is invited to participate. And we did what was our moral obligation in allowing our children to have the opportunity to be taught Christian principles as well as academics. In interest of full disclosure, I will also say that I am a public school teacher myself, Sam, and I've seen from an inside perspective not only what is taught in the public school, Sam, but I would say this, what is not taught, what is conspicuously missing in the curriculum of the public school system. And I'll just end it at that. I don't want to go too far off on
that.
Yeah,
amen. The point is, though, you're a cult member if you think you can subject yourself or your kids to the government education system today and come out on the other side. The way you hope your family will be. There's a disconnect there in America. I'll tell you that right now. Here's the next one. You know you're a political cult member if you subject yourself and those around you to the mainstream press for news and believe that you're getting the truth. If you haven't realized a cult to that con game yet, I'm telling you right now, you are duped and in the cult like you would not believe.
And it's okay to watch the nightly news for oppositional research to see what kind of schemes they're trying to plot against us, but just don't believe it. I mean, it's half
and that's the difference, though. If you keep an eye on it, but you don't believe it, and you go to other news sources and you start to discover the truth, it's when you blindly just watch that and go, okay, there's the deal. And then if anybody else contradicts you, you're like, no, I saw that on Fox. CNN's the bad guy. Fox is the good guy. So now you're talking about Republican and Democrat news, and you're in the cult of one or the other. And anybody that's third party, you're out of the cult, or whatever. Hey, they're not telling the truth either. They're the extreme weirdo, wacko, conspiracy theorist, nuts. All right, there you go. You're a political cult member if you believe in the mainstream press and just double down on that. Here's the next one. You know you're a political cult member if you. Now, I want you to think about this one very carefully. Ready? If you believe that social distancing is of God or safe or appropriate. Okay, because, ladies and gentlemen, there's no evidence whatsoever of social distancing. There's no proof. There's no evidence. There's no scientific backing whatsoever for this. And I'm telling you right now that Satan wants us to social distance and not have connections and relationships. God wants us to love him and then love our neighbor. And what we don't want to say to our neighbor is, get the heck away from me, by golly, but I love you.
Well, Sam, how can you minister to the sick and afflicted? And that's biblical.
You can't,
that's
folks.
The Bible. You can't.
That's my whole point. So you're a political cult member if you believe that social distancing is the way to go, the way to safety and protection. No, the way to go is to follow God, love him and love your neighbor, serve your neighbor, minister to your neighbor, and develop connections. Humans need them, my fellow Americans. That is a critical one that I wanted to point out. You also are a political cult member if you spend your time following entertainers, celebrities, politicians, whatever the case may be, putting them on a pedestal beyond reproach. I'll give you an example. Taylor Swift or some of these other, quote, celebrities, they know nothing about the proper role of government. They know nothing about business, hardly. They're just youngsters that have hit it big because they somehow have a talent God gave them. But then at some point, then they are turned to as experts on topics. They're turning to the expert. Okay, and if you have individual worship like that, celebrity worship is what I'll call it. You give these celebrities, I mean, people even say, you know, they're married to someone, right? But they'll say, oh my gosh, if that celebrity came into my life. Okay, you have no business doing that if you're married. You have no business doing that if you're single. And so we put these celebrities, so I'm going to call it entertainment worship. You know you're a political cult member if you're into entertainment worship. Chris?
What about Ted Nugent? I must confess, Sam, I have a kind of an idol relationship with him. Can we make an exception there? He's a cool guy.
I think he's a great guy, and I've had him on the radio with me plenty of times. But again, he's just a man like the rest of us, and he's subject to faults, and he needs repentance, and he needs to use his leadership to promote God, family, and country. And he's doing that, and that's why you like him. But we need to be careful that he's not your savior. He's just the Joe Blow next door. You need to be kind and serve and minister to him as he does need to do to you, etc. But we got to be very careful that we don't double down into celebrity worship, ladies and gentlemen, because it's disaster. It becomes our God, right?
Okay, well, we all have weaknesses. I'll work on that one, Sam. Sorry. I like Ted, man. You got to listen. You got to play his music when he comes on. That's what you need to do.
I do play his music sometimes when he's on. Not every single time, but I do quite a bit of the time. Right before the end of the hour, though, I want to get to this. The John Birch Society has put together a Freedom Index to help you know who's who as we stand for the sacred cause of liberty, who will not betray you, and who's honorable in their carrying out of their constitutional duties, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. So that's my line. Okay, so I've got from three representatives, two senators, and one representative from the state of Utah. Mike Lee, in spite of his inability or unwillingness to do anything about the Federal Reserve System, he does have for the year of 2001, he's got a perfect 100%. So that is called the Freedom Index. It is put out by the John Birch Society, Sam. And what the Freedom Index does is it rates congressmen based on their adherence to constitutional principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, national sovereignty, and avoiding foreign entanglements. So, but Mitt Romney, unfortunately, for his career, has a 37, and then in the year 2000 and 2021, has a perfect F, 57%.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And you need to look in your state for your senators and your congressmen to see where they stand. We need to seek for good, honest, wise men and women who will keep their oaths of office. But the JBS is John Birch Society, JBS.org's Freedom Rate Index, rates congressmen and senators based on their adherence to constitutional principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, national sovereignty, and avoiding foreign entanglements. I commend them for their work. Chris Carlson, I commend you for your work. The last word's yours.
Yes, sir. Without God, we can never win, Sam. With God, we can never lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in the fight. Lieutenant Carlson and liberty-loving Americans everywhere continuing our duties.
God save the Republic.